بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Hufaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, have you ever noticed that in Ramadan, how it is that every day and night rotates around the salah times? And how easy is it that for long periods we fast, we perform salah, we recite the Quran, we spend more time in the masjid, we do more good, we stand in taraweeh salah after having iftar, after a long day of fasting, yet we have the energy to stand in taraweeh salah at night as well for an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is. We go back home, we sleep for a minimum period of time, we get up again for suhoor and the day starts. Business appointments are deliberately avoided close to salah times. Many of us, we don't want the appointments or whatever other commitments we have, we try to avoid these clashing with our salah times. Shopping, trip to the shopping malls are also for whatever is necessary. If we need to go to the shopping mall, we'll go. But whatever we need to do, we'll do, and we'll come back as quick as possible. Recreation is curtailed. Entertainment is almost non-existent. So you see what happens in Ramadan. How our schedules change. Now, even if we have to undertake a journey, for some reason or the other, if a journey is necessary, then it is planned in such a manner that the destination is reached before the time of iftar. We make sure that we reach our destination before the time of iftar. And if we have to come back home, we want to be back home before iftar as well. So we're back into our routine. We have a system in the month of Ramadan. We have a schedule in the month of Ramadan. We have a timetable. And we want everything to go according to our ibadah and according to our worship. So in summation, we can safely say that life is taken very seriously. In Ramadan, in summation of what I have told you, life is taken very seriously and time is scrupulously spent. Alhamdulillah. That is why a famous contemporary scholar often heard saying, based on my introduction that I had given you, a scholar used to often say that if our lives are spent as we spend Ramadan, if our lives are spent as we spend Ramadan, then our death meeting Allah Rabbul Alameen will be enjoyable to us as the joy we feel at the sighting of the crescent of Eid al-Fitr. Subhanallah. What a beautiful saying. What an amazing saying. Just think and contemplate on these two lines. And if you can just take these two lines home today with you when you go back home, and keep this at the back of your mind, that if our lives are spent as we spend the month of Ramadan, then death, our meeting Allah Rabbul Alameen, will be enjoyable to us as the joy we feel at the sighting of the crescent of Eid al-Fitr. One of the most salient aspects of the Sharia is that almost all our acts of ibadah and worship have been fixed. It can safely be said that the temperament of ibadah and the temperament of worship in Islam is very time and place specific. You and I know that Hajj of Dhul Hijjah, the 8th to the 12th, in the city of Makkah and its surrounds of Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah, etc., is fixed. Zakah, once a year, most people calculate a lunar year, is also fixed. Salah, 5 times a day, specific time, is also fixed. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, also fixed. The maximum benefit of these acts and ibadah will be reaped if they are done at a specific time and place. So that is the first important point. Worship in Islam is fixed with time and place. An example to emphasize this point, that we are all aware of the great virtue of the day of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah. We're all aware of that, how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in torrents, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many thousands of souls and frees them from the fire of Jahannam and displays His mercy and forgiveness in waves, etc. Now, Arafah, you and I know, is a desert plain with little or no vegetation. Now, if a person were to be on the plains of Arafah on every other day of the year, other than the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, he will not benefit from the great rewards of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, specifically of that day itself. So he can go on any other day to the day to Arafah. He will not benefit from the day like how he would benefit on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. And an example pertaining to Ramadan is that of a person who, although with a valid reason, he misses the fast of Ramadan, he cannot acquire the spiritual benefit. He cannot acquire the spiritual benefit of that one fast were he to fast for the entire year out of Ramadan. Why? Because it is specifically fixed to the time and place. The qadha fast, though, will fulfill the obligation of that fast, but it will detract from the benefit of that fast in its original place and time. My respected elders and friends, whilst there will be those who argue that the Sharia is not so stringent and it allows for leeway, there is great wisdom in Islam for fixing ibadah and worship. Let me give you an example. Listen carefully, my respected elders and friends. In Ramadan, generally we advise, close your eyes but keep the ears open. Close the eyes but keep the ears open. But mashallah, let's try to be awake, inshallah. An example, breaking away from a high profile meeting or stopping in the middle of an important task at work and heading off for your salah at the local masjid for the congregational prayer may not seem very different to fulfilling the obligation of salah after the meeting, or completing one's task may not seem very different. Now understand my point very well. You in the middle of an important meeting. You in the middle of an important task. The call of Adhan is being made. Now you have two options. You leave that important task, and you leave that meeting and you answer to the call of Adhan, because you know the virtue of reading Salah with Jama'ah is 27 times more. So you answer the call of Adhan and you go and you read your Salah with congregational prayer. Or you read your Salah after your task or after your meeting. So it might not sound very different, but upon closer scrutiny, under a spiritual microscope, one will find a very important difference. One will find a very important difference. In the first instance, a person has given preference to the command of his creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen, before everything else. And in the second instance, While not making a verbal statement, a person has given priority to his meeting or his task over fulfilling the command of Allah. And the former is precisely the objective of the Sharia. The former is precisely the objective of the Sharia. After all, me and you are the ibad, the slaves of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And Hassan al-Basri has said, a slave can have no other wish other than to fulfill the wish and the command of his master. A slave can have no other wish other than to fulfill the command of his master. That is why, despite the fact that 14 hours we are fasting, despite the fact that we are tired, we break our fast and we still go for Taraweeh, we still wake up for Suhoor, we still do other acts of ibadah. Why? Because we are the ibad, we are the slaves, and Allah is our master. And that is the very reason for our creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Now, my respected elders and friends, the time is almost up. There is another aspect to Ramadan. One is the time and the specific place, and the other is we find it easier to perform good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because of the movement, everybody is moving towards the environment of righteousness. Everyone's mindset is the same. Everybody is moving towards the environment of righteousness, which is the deciding factor for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This brings into point a very important thing, is how important the effect of the company and the environment can have in influencing the actions of an individual, and in turn influencing the actions of communities and societies. When a community and a society is good, then everybody is good. When a community and a society is bent on evil, then it has an effect on everybody. And that is why today we love Medina so much. Everybody who goes to Medina says, but I love Medina. Why? Because the environment of Medina is such that it created an environment of ubudiyyah. It created an environment of goodness and righteousness. So when everybody is moving in the same direction, it becomes easy to perform good deeds. That is why the Nabi of Allah said, the example of good company is like one who sells perfume. You might not buy the perfume, but you will definitely get benefit from its smell. And the example of bad company is like that of a blacksmith, where you will eventually be influenced by its unpleasant smell and may even burn your clothing. My respected elders and friends, therefore in Ramadan, we find it easy to do better, because everyone is in the same frame of mind, understanding the magnitude of this great month, as well as consciously making an effort practically to maximize this great opportunity to earn good and to earn a reward. Therefore, coming back to the point that we made in our introduction, that if we spend one Ramadan to the next Ramadan for the balance of our lives in this manner that where we fix everything to its time and its place, where we regard every act of Allah, we fulfill it according to its time and its place, then we have no doubt that at the time of meeting Allah Rabbul Alameen, our death will be enjoyable, and the joy we will feel just like how the joy we feel at the time when we see the sighting of the moon. And one who achieves this objective has fulfilled the purpose of his creation, and he has passed the test, and that is the test that is called life, and is entitled to an everlasting bliss, a life of eternity and enjoyment. In conclusion, my respected elders and friends, Ramadan hasn't come to change our schedules. Ramadan hasn't come to change our schedules. Ramadan has come to change our hearts. Ramadan has come to change our hearts, because our schedule as believers was supposed to be the same in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. Our schedule as believers ought to be the same. And let us make this niyyah, including myself, that, oh Allah, how my schedule is in Ramadan, make it possible for my schedule to be the same for the next 11 months as well, inshallah. That is the intention we must have. Let's not restrict our intention only for this month of Ramadan. Let's broaden our horizons and let's broaden our intentions and say, oh Allah, just as I have adapted my schedule to your command in this month of Ramadan, allow me to adapt my schedule to the remaining 11 months also to your commands and obligations. And if we can achieve this, my respected elders and friends, then we have truly achieved the objective of the month of Ramadan. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding and make it possible for us to have the best Ramadan of our lives this Ramadan, inshallah. And speaking of the month of Ramadan, we know that it was in this month of Ramadan, besides the fasting, besides the recitation of Quran, the Taraweeh, the Suhoor, and every other good that takes place, the hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes mention that the Nabi of Allah was ajwadun nas. He was the most generous. His generosity was like that of a fast-blowing breeze, meaning that it used to reach everybody and anybody, subhanallah. So how generous he must have been. And there's an amazing point that is mentioned in the Quran. When Allah speaks of charity, subhanallah, look at the words Allah uses. Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is that person who is going to give Allah a loan? SubhanAllah. Allah didn't use the word charity here. Allah uses the word loan. Mufassirin explained, why did Allah use the word loan in lieu of charity? Because just as a loan has to be paid back, just as a loan has to be paid back, Allah is... Allah says, don't worry, you have given me a loan. And this loan that you are giving me in the month of Ramadan, I am going to pay you back times 700 and more even. Allahu Akbar. So my friends, this is the opportunity to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the debit card, the credit card facility, we have the cash facility, we even have the EFT facility. If those who want to EFT, the details are there, inshallah. Let us spend in the path of Allah. And let us not forget, whilst we are spending and we enjoy all these favors and bounties of Allah, let us not forget our brothers and sisters. Whilst we're enjoying our iftar, our suhoor, they are having iftar in the rubble. They are having suhoor in the rubbles of Gaza and elsewhere. The electricity is being cut off. And what else is happening? We make dua. Just take out 1-2 minutes every day. Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi mentions in Fadaila Ramadan that if a person understands the power of dua at the time of iftar, just 1 minute sufficient. 1 minute will be sufficient to change the condition of the ummah in dua. If everybody just engages in dua at that time with a fervent heart, then inshallah Allah will change the conditions. So think about them whilst we are enjoying our iftar and we're having our sumptuous 7-course meals. Think about our brothers and sisters and make a dua from your heart that, oh Allah, change their condition. Oh Allah, show them victory and oh Allah, give them the contentment of heart and show it to us in our lifetime, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
إن الحمد لله الذي أتاح لنا شهر رمضان ووفقنا فيه للصيام والقيام والصلاة والسلام على رسوله كان أجود جودا في رمضان وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام. أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والتمسك بالسنة. عباد الله شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن رمضان مشتق من الرمضة وهي الأرض الحارقة فسمي هذا الشهر المبارك رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب أي يحرقها بالأعمال الصالح. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وفي الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه إيمانا أي تصديقا بالأمر به عالما بوجوبه خائفا من عقاب تركه واحتسابا أي يرجو جزيل الأجر والثواب في صومه. وهذه صفة المؤمن فإن المرجو من الله أن يغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. معاشر الصائمين فيكفي في ذلك ما جاء في الحديث البخاري لكل عمل كفارة والصوم لي وأنا أجزي به. الله أكبر. عباد الله شهر رمضان شهر الصيام والقيام، رمضان شهر تلاوة القرآن، رمضان شهر الصلة بالأرحام، رمضان شهر الإحسان إلى الأنام، رمضان شهر العفو والغفران. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم لنا رمضان وسلمه لنا متقبلا، آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر وافتح وانصر لأمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجمع هذه الأمة على الكتاب والسنة وسير السلف الصالحين يا ذا العزة والقوة. اللهم اغفر لهذه الأمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم افتح وانصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم عظم اللهم أكرم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اكشف الغمة وفرج الكرب عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأزواجنا ولأولادنا ولأصدقائنا ولعائزتنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولمن حقه علينا ومن إحسان علينا. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينحى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة. Let us ensure that our soles are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps. There's still quite a bit of space in the masjid. Let us try to stand as close as possible, inshallah, ensuring that we're standing shoulder to shoulder. And inshallah, our Sunday program also, inshallah, will be taking place after the Dhuhr Salah this Sunday, inshallah. Our guest will be Mulana Ibrahim Sab, inshallah, who is the secretary of the Jamiatul Ulama of Uqsa, alhamdulillah, shukr. Mulana will be speaking after the Dhuhr Salah, inshallah, for plus minus 30 to 35 minutes, because brothers to take benefit from that as well, inshallah. Once again, we make a humble appeal, inshallah, for brothers to donate as generously as possible this month of Ramadan, the month of giving, inshallah. And we're better than to give in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine all the good actions that take place here, the Quran reading, the tasbih, the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, the ta'aleem, the hifz class. Very shortly, brothers will be sitting for i'tikaf. All that we spend, all that facility, inshallah, that is available, and all the good that takes place, we will also share in the reward. Though we might not be here, but we will also share in the reward just because of our spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make it easy, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah.
La hawla wa la
quwwata illa billah. Qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illa Allah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وجميع أعمالنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.